Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
On to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and it was a question that was submitted by Alex. I've got Lindsay Perry with me once again. How's it, Lindsay? Alex saying that they've been following, I'm not sure if Alex is a guy or a girl, but Alex saying, I've been following the finishers program since July and have managed to stick to the times and run at a pace between 6 to 7 minutes per kilometer. However, in the last month, I feel that every time I run, I'm getting weaker and weaker and really struggling and getting out of breath seriously. I usually cross train on the rest days with spinning or resistance training, and Alex says, I'm quite active during the day, usually on top of my running. Do you think I'm not resting enough, and is this making me weak, or am I still going to take longer to get running fit?
Yeah, so I am a little bit concerned on two fronts. So the first thing is that the general fatigue is not good. It does mean that the program is advancing a little too quickly for you. So between the program, the cross training, and the activity during the day, your program is out of balance and it's not allowing you to recover. So we do need to look at factoring in a little bit more recovery time into your program, maybe reducing either the cross training or the actual training a bit. So, you know, in the short term, I would look at maybe 3 runs a week. And certainly, if you're in a part of following one of the programs where there's a bit of intensity involved, I would certainly drop that intensity and just do easy running in its place. The breathlessness is a concern to me, because not only are you now running slower, which would be normal if you had very fatigued legs, but if you had very fatigued legs and were running slower, your respiratory drive and heart rate response should also decrease. So that feeling of breathlessness is a concern to me, and obviously, without being able to ask you a few other pertinent questions, I would encourage you to go and get that checked out, because that can be an indication of potential cardiovascular issues, and obviously that's something that you really don't want to struggle with for too long.
Alex, there we go. Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. We look forward to doing it again. Don't forget, if you have questions you'd like to submit, all you need to do is head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. You can submit them there. You can also find Lindsay on Twitter, or you can ask it, just pop it onto my Twitter account as well. We'll answer them from there too. Check us out on Facebook as well. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.